Purvi Patel is the first woman in the U.S. to be convicted of feticide for ending her own pregnancy. She's serving a 46-year prison sentence after delivering an extremely preterm fetus at her home. Her appeal cites text messages she sent to a friend indicating she believed she was about 2 months pregnant when she used abortion drugs she'd bought online. Patel's lawyers say the prosecution didn't provide enough evidence for the child neglect conviction. They argue even if there had been a live birth, Patel wouldn't have been able to save the life of her fetus, which weighed less than 1.5 pounds at delivery. Patel's case got national attention after women's rights groups said the feticide statute was intended to prosecute those who harm a pregnant woman, not pregnant women themselves. Jill Adams is executive director of the Center on Reproductive Rights and Justice at Berkeley Law School. She says the case contributes to a recent pattern of criminalizing women for their pregnancy outcomes.
This will have the compound effects of exacerbating poverty, increasing surveillance of all pregnant people, and ensnaring in the criminal justice system those suffering from unintended pregnancy loss, all of which will disproportionately harm immigrants, people of color, and low-income communities.
Patel is only the second woman in Indiana to ever be charged under the feticide law, which has been on the books for 35 years. Chinese immigrant Bebe Shui was charged with the crime in 2011 after attempting suicide while pregnant. The state has until November 9th to respond to the appeal. For WFYI News, I'm Amy Gastelum.